إنه كان بي حفيا وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا فلما اعتزلهم وما يعبدون من دون الله وهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وكلا جعلنا نبيا ووهبنا لهم من رحمتنا وجعلنا لهم لسان صدق عليا.
We were discussing the advice that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was giving to his father, and finally he gave his father the warning that Abba Jan, if you are not going to listen to what I have to tell you and you are not going to bring iman on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then inni akhafu an yamassaka azabun min ar-Rahman, I fear you are going to become the target of the wrath and the azab of Almighty Allah. فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّا. And when the azab of Almighty Allah comes, if you left this dunya in the state of kufr, then being the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, being the uncle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, being the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, being the son of Lut, being the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. Once a person has left this dunya without iman, it is unending failure. So what was the answer? Respected listeners, another place, an ayah that comes to my mind. Almighty Allah speaks to insan and addresses insan that, oh insan, the devil is your enemy.
وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ.
Allah says, today He is misleading you and He is misguiding you. He is promising you and He is flattering you and He is making all types of commitment with you. Do this and I will give you such a peaceful life. And don't worry whether it is haram, interest, whatever, you will have the best of lives. Don't worry, disobey Allah, nothing can go wrong in your life. He is putting all these evil thoughts in your mind, and He is misleading and misguiding you. He can mislead and misguide anyone for that matter. In Bukhari Sharif there is one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in i'tikaf. One of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing and speaking to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu anha. Two Sahaba happened to pass by. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala rislikuma, O my Sahaba, pause. Innaha Safiya, this is my wife. In other words, the thought mustn't cross you that I'm speaking to some strange woman, this is my wife, Safiya. So the Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, can we ever have a doubt regarding you? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna shaytana yajri min al-insani majrad dam. Shaitan flows in the human body just as blood flows. Oh my Sahaba, you don't know who, what Shaitan can inject in your mind. And remember, if the evil thought crosses your heart or your mind regarding a Nabi, your iman is at stake. So Allah says, what is the devil going to do on the day of Qiyamah when the Jannatis will go to Jannat and the Jahannamis will go to Jahannam? What will the devil say?
وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ.
Allah promised you that if you will be obedient, Jannat, and I tell you that there is nothing as Jannat, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I went against my promise.
وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي.
You can't blame me because I did not pull you by your hands. I did not make you misuse your eyes. I did not make you lie. I only placed the thought in your heart and your mind. The option was yours. Allah Ta'ala has given you the ikhtiyar. If you wanted, you could refuse my invitation and you could respond to the invitation of Allah. Like many others did, Almighty Allah has placed the ball in your court. You could think for yourself. As far as the matters of this dunya, you were very intelligent. But unfortunately, when it came to deen, then you were very foolish and you were very ignorant. You took to my message.
وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ.
Don't blame me, blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِينَ. I cannot take you out of Jahannam. You cannot take me out of Jahannam. This is both of our abode. We have to sit here and both of us have to face the azab of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, with great muhabbat and shafqat, Abba Jan, the fire of Jahannam is eternal, this destruction. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. That person whose bad deeds are weightier than his good deeds, he is doomed for the fire of Jahannam. Abba Jan, if you're not going to listen, then the azab of Allah Pak is going to come. What does the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say?
قَالَ رَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَاهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا.
Oh Ibrahim, are you turning your back to my religion and to my idols? Are you criticizing and speaking ill of my idols? لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ, if you will not stop this, لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ, I will pelt you.
I was told you was Dirni Madiya and get the hell out of here. I do not want to see you. All the Dawat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave with great respect, with great adab. I am quoting the words of the Quran, was Dirni Madiya, leave me and move from here. We find when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Nabuwat and he came home and he told Khadija radiallahu anha, Zanninuni, Zanninuni, O Khadija, cover me, cover me. Khadija radiallahu anha took Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Warqa bin Nawfal. He was a very learned scholar of the Jewish religion and he had recited and studied the divine scriptures. So then Warqa bin Nawfal told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was, and he came to the previous Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, and then he told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the time is to come that your nation will take you out of your own birthplace. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Awa mukhrijiya, will they take me out after they have titled me as Sadiq and if they have titled me as Amin? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered and assembled all the people and then he told them, tell me, if I tell you behind you there is an enemy coming that is advancing towards you, will you believe me? And they all said, Allahu Akbar, most definitely we will believe you. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then I am warning you of the fire of Jahannam and I am reminding you. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ طَائِرَ الْيَوْمِ أَمَا جَمَعْتَنَا إِلَّا لِهَذَا Woe and destruction be to you. Have you gathered and assembled us for nothing but of this nature? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oppositions came from every direction. They came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell your nephew that he must stop this mission of his. Stop inviting towards Allah. So the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna qawmaka qad ja'uni wa qalu li kada wa kada. Your nation came to me and they put certain conditions with me. وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمُصِيبَةِ مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لِي بِحَمْلِهَا Oh my nephew, don't put me in such a situation. People are respecting me. Once as you are my nephew, I don't want to inconvenience you. Please stop inviting towards Allah. They came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِن كُنْتَ إِنَّمَا تُرِيدُ بِمَا جِئْتَ مِنْ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَالًا جَمَعْنَا لَكَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَغْنَى قُرَيْشٍ مَالًا If the idea of inviting towards Allah is to gain wealth, we will gather all our wealth till you become the most wealthiest person. إِن كَانَ إِنَّمَا بِكَ الْبَاءَ إِن كَانَ إِنَّمَا بِكَ الْبَاءَ فَاخْتَرْ أَيَّ نِسَاءِ قُرَيْشٍ شِئْتَ فَلْيُزَوِّجْكَ عَصْرًا If you have the desire of woman, then choose any woman you want. We will perform the nikah of 10 with you. إِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ بِهِ شَرَفًا فَوَّدْنَاكَ عَلَيْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ بِهِ مُلْكًا مَلَّكْنَاكَ عَلَيْكَ حَتَّى لَا نَقْطَعْ أَمْرًا دُونَكَ If you want honor, you want popularity, you want status, we will make you rule over us. We will give you everything. We will give you the best of things, the best of homes, the best of women, the best wealth and everything that you want. Abu al-Walid came with this invitation to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam silent. Afterwards he says, أَفَرَغْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ O Abu al-Walid, are you completed? He says, yes. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ حَامِيم تَنْزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا بَشِيرًا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ حَامِيم تَنْزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ Oh Abu al-Walid, do you know who is Qasid I am? Do you know who is Messenger I am? Do you know who Allah is? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reciting for him, wherein Almighty Allah speaks about his qudrat. قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ Likewise Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was now opposed by his nation. So he tells his father, قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ Abba Jan, you are my father, I will respect you. The Quran teaches us, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. We cannot be obedient to any of the creation at the cost of the disobedience of Allah, be it your parents or anyone else for that matter. Yes, you will speak to your father in a polite manner, in a respectable manner, even if he may be a kafir. That is the beautiful teachings of Islam. Despite he denies the oneness of Allah, you will invite him towards the deen of Allah, but you will have a good relation with him and you will honor him and you will respect him.
قال سلام عليك.
Now that salam here is of that nature which Almighty Allah mentioned.
وإذا سمعوا اللغو أعرضوا عنه وقالوا لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين.
By salam, leave us, you go your way, we go our way. لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم لكم دينكم ولي دين. You go your way, we go our way. Allah Allah خير الله. We've got nothing to do with you, you've got nothing to do with us.
Otherwise, the salam to a kafir is هداك الله, may Allah guide you and may Allah show you the correct path.
سأستغفر لك ربي. I will ask my Lord to pardon you and I will ask my Lord to forgive you. إنه كان بي حفيا. Verily my Lord is very kind and he is the most merciful. Now one point that I would like to highlight on this occasion, is it permissible to make dua for your non-Muslim parents when they are alive and when they have left the dunya? As long as they are alive, it is correct to make dua that, oh Allah, grant them hidayat. This is the dua that we will make for them, because this is the greatest need that they have. And this is the greatest desire the son should have if Allah has guided him and his parents have not been blessed with iman. The greatest worry that he should have, that how can Allah guide his parents towards this iman. To make dua after their demise for their forgiveness has been prohibited in the Quran. Almighty Allah mentions, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهُ. We find that the Quran speaks about the forgiveness that Ibrahim a.s. seek on behalf of his parents. Some Sahaba ikram, after hearing this, they also started making dua for their parents who left this dunya without iman. Allah revealed the verse, no Nabi has the right, مَا كَانَ لِلْنَبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or the believers, أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ to seek repentance and forgiveness for the idolaters or anyone who left this world in the state of kufr. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى, even if it is your relatives, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ, after their death on iman, after their death on kufr has been confirmed. Once you know they have left with kufr and it has been confirmed, now you cannot make dua al-maghfirat for them. The question arises, why did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then make dua?
وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّاهُ.
It was to keep up to the promise and the agreement that he made with his father. Abba, I will make dua to Allah. To keep up to that promise, he made the dua. Almighty Allah mentions in another place of the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي, Almighty Allah mentions, فِي إِبْرَاهِيمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ وَمَا أَمْلِكُ لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Oh my father, I will make dua to Allah. The balance is in the hands of Allah. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive my father. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. What greater disgrace can they be? That one side, Abul Anbiya, the father of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the person who established Tawheed on the face of this earth, he will be standing up. And on the other side, people will say, that is the father of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. We learn from the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the appearance of his father will be changed so that no one can recognize that this is the father of Ibrahim. And at the same time, the order of Allah will prevail. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Whoever leaves this dunya in the state of ascribing partners with Allah, come what may, Allah will not pardon him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, respected listeners, this is now the time where Allah Pak says Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Of course, his father was a kafir, but he loved his father. It was his parents. But to protect his iman, one sahabi comes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mal Islamu ya Rasulallah, O Nabi of Allah, what is Islam? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sallim qalbaka lillah, hand your heart over to Allah, not to your wife, not to your children, not to your business, not to your degree, to the deen of Allah. Wa an yaslam al-muslimuna min lisanika wa yadik, and that the Muslims must be saved from your tongue and your actions. That sahabi says, wa ayyul islami khayrun, which is the best of Islam, O Nabi of Allah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-iman. He says, wa mal imanu ya Rasulallah, what is iman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, an tu'mina billah, bring iman on Allah, wa malaikatihi, the angels of Allah, wa kutubihi, the divine scriptures, wa rusuli, the prophets, wal ba'thu ba'da al maut, and the tomorrow you have to stand before Allah. قال واي الايمان خير يا رسول الله, which iman is best, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-hijrat, to make hijrat on the name of Allah, to protect your iman. Suhaib radiallahu anhu made hijrat to Medina Munawwara. On the way, he was attacked. He told the people, he told the kuffar, that remember, as long as I have one arrow, not one of you can come close to me. But my iman is more beloved to me. Adullukum ala kanzi, I am telling you of my treasures that I am in Makkah, and my slave that is in Makkah. Go and take whatever you want to, but please leave me with my iman. He gives up everything, he sells everything, he makes a barter and he makes a deal. All the things that he owns to protect this iman. He comes to Medina Munawwara in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel Amin descends with the verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. From among the people are those who sell their belongings and their possessions for the pleasure of Allah. Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad, and Allah is kind to his bondsman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rabihal bay Aba Yahya, O Abu Yahya, what a profitable transaction, the loss of all this dunya to protect your iman. The time of hijrat comes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the muhajireen, those that left their wives and children, they left their birthplace, the hijrat that was made to Habasha, the hijrat that was made to Abyssinia. How did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward them? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that liwa'ul hamdi biyadi yawm al-qiyamah, the banner will be in my hand on the day of qiyamah. Yatufu alayya al-faqadim, there will be 1,000 servants on my right and my left, and I will be the first person to enter into Jannah. Wa ma'i fuqara'ul muhajirin, and the poor muhajirin of my ummah, they will be walking with me in Jannah. This is how Almighty Allah rewarded the steadfastness of the muhajirin of that time. The qurbani that they made, they dedicated themselves for the deen of Allah to protect this iman, they made this hijrat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, if you leave his birthplace, one sahabi by the name of Bashir bin Qaraba radiyallahu anhu, when he came to Medina, he had already lost his mother. The elan of jihad was made out. Sahaba ikram went out in the path of Allah. Bashir radiyallahu anhu's father Qaraba also went out in the path of Allah. Young boy, when he learned that the caravan was returning, it was the practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to send one messenger, inform the people of Medina, tomorrow we will be returning. لِكَيْتَمْ تَشِتَ الشَّعِثَ وَتَسْتَحِدُّ الْمَغِيبَ, so that the woman folk at home can prepare herself. It must not happen that the husband comes home and he finds his wife in a condition that he doesn't want to see her. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to send someone, inform them that tomorrow the caravan will be coming. This sahabi, young boy, comes on the outskirts of Medina. Mera baap mujhe bahar dekhega. My father will be happy that I came to welcome him. All the people coming out on the outskirts of Medina. Allah's qasam, my respected listeners. Wallah, this deen came to us on great qurbani. This deen was watered with the lives of sahaba, the mubarak blood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bashir radiallahu anhu comes on the outskirts of Medina. People are running towards their fathers, their brothers, and the uncles. Bashir is in the search of his father. Ya Rasulallah, maza fa'ala abi? Ya Rasulallah, maza fa'ala abi? O Nabi of Allah, where is my father? I cannot see him. Nabi Kareem Sassam turns his face. Again Bashir comes from the other side. O Rasulallah, where is my father? Tears comes out from the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bashir radiallahu anhu says, I got the message. Hai mebe sahara ho gaya. Ma bhi na rahi, baap bhi na raha. I got the message that my father has been blessed with martyrdom. I have lost my mother and I have lost my father. I started crying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced me. He placed his mubarak hands on my head and he said, Awa ma tarda an yakuna rasulullahi abbas. Oh Bashir, you are not the sahara. Are you not happy that from today the Nabi of Allah is your father and Aisha is your mother? Such qurbani, my respected listeners. After that the deen came to us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gets ready for this qurbani. Wallah, it brings tears to our eyes. Today when a person goes out in the path of Allah, it is for a matter of 40 days or 4 months he is to return. Who is going to wipe the tears of Bashir? Who is going to lament over Bashir? Jafar radiallahu anhu, at the age of 30, he left small children and he was martyred. Who is going to wipe the tears of Jafar radiallahu anhu? Almighty Allah speaks about it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tells his father, وَآتَذِلُكُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. Oh Abba, I'm leaving you. Why? Because it has become difficult for me to protect my iman. Today we are moving from country to country. Why? We have a better offer there. The conditions are better there. The climate is better there. Willingly we are leaving Sahaba Ikram, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were taken out of their birthplace. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu used to speak about Mecca, and he used to speak about the happy old days of Mecca. وَأَعْتَذِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. And I'm leaving you, and I'm leaving all what you worship. I make it clear that, oh Allah, I have nothing to do with this idol worship. And I'm leaving my family members, I'm leaving my birthplace, only for the protection of my iman, for the protection of the amr of Allah. وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. And I will make dua to Almighty Allah. عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. I am sure that my Lord will not reject my prayer. My Lord will answer my prayer. He made hijrat on the name of Allah, and he left his birthplace alone. He left his parents, left the people with whom he grew up, left the environment with which he grew up. It's not an easy move to make, respected listeners, to leave your birthplace. Wallah, I find it difficult to leave lands, never mind to move to another country is out of the question. You find it difficult to leave lands. Why? Because you grew up here, born and bred in a certain place, you accustom and you adjust yourself to the climate and the conditions around. How does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reward Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam for that Qurbani Aziz? Almighty Allah now mentions how he opens the doors when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam left for the deen of Allah. فَلَمَّ اَعْتَذَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. Oh Ibrahim, your house is empty, you haven't got company, you want someone to cool your eyes. We bless you with Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, and remember he is a Nabi, and then Ishaq will be blessed. وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ. Then Ishaq will be blessed with Yaqub, and Yaqub is also going to be a Nabi, and then Yaqub will be blessed with another son whose name will be Yusuf, and he will also be a Nabi. سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked from the best, who is the best of people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yusuf, Nabiullah, the son, he was a Nabi of Allah, whose father was a Nabi, whose grandfather was Nabi, and whose great-grandfather was a Nabi. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam made hijrat on the name of Allah, how did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward him? Allah Pak made it part of the salah of this entire ummah ila yawm al-qiyamah, billion times a day. One ummati, one bandi of this ummah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Oh Allah, shower your mercy on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you have showered it on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أو الله send your بركة النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم just as you have sent it on Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. In the sunnah of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, when Allah تبارك وتعالى tested him and Allah seen that the love of his son was coming into him, Ismail, it is a fitri thing. بچہ کہاں ہے, کیا کر رہا ہے, where is he, what he is doing, what he ate, یہ فطری چیز ہے. Allah seen that the muhabbat is coming into the heart of Ibrahim. So Allah said, Khalil churi fair do, Khalil churi fair do. Sare jazbaat ko nikal diya, sirf khullat ka jazba baqi rakha. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cleansed that heart of all the other jazbaat, and only the friendship of Allah was left in that heart. In the commemoration of that act, Allah Pak has placed it on the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that once a year, in the action and in the remembrance of the action of your father, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, man wajada sa'atan li'an yudahhi falam yudahhi fala yaqrubanna musallana. That person who has the ability of slaughtering an animal and then he does not slaughter the animal, tell him he must not come close to our Eidgah. Why? This is something that Allah has commanded us to honor and to revere the action of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Go to Mecca, go to Safa Marwa, you can be Junaid Baghdadi, you can be Sufyan Thori, you can be Abdul Qadir Jilani, but you have to make zinda, you have to make the sunnah of Hajra alayhi salatu wassalam. That one woman, my mothers and sisters, this is what a woman can do. That Allah speaks of Safa and Marwa in the Quran, inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah. And Allah Pak has made Hajj farz on every person. That person who has the ability, each and every person will have to go and revive this Mubarak action, this chosen action, this noble action of Hajra alayhi salatu wassalam between Safa and Marwa, otherwise your Hajj is not accepted. This is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewarded the Qurbani and the effort of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He made hijrat for the deen of Allah. Almighty Allah seen to his needs. Till the day of Qiyamah, his name will be remembered. And this was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. وَجَعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صُدْقٍ فِي الْآخَرِينَ وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Oh Allah, make it such that people remember me in the dunya in a good manner. People speak about me. And you know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Abraham is that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is honored and respected in all the religions. As a matter of fact, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, some people and some groups, because of their misunderstanding, have just honored certain Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, our belief is, لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. Every Nabi of Allah is the chosen servant of Allah. الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته. Allah knows best who He blesses with Nabuwat. Almighty Allah mentions, فَلَمَّ اعْتَذَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. And we bestowed upon him our mercy, and we granted them a lofty rank and a tongue of honesty. Respected listeners, it is easy for me and you to speak about the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran boasts about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's qurbani. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah says, I tested Ibrahim in several manners, and he proved to be genuine in every test that I put before him. Subhanallah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Allah told him, surrender. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. My Lord, I have surrendered. What is it? I am ready. Whatever your hukam is, I am ready. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is leaving, he did not even mention to his wife why he left her here. He did not even want to have that amount of delay. Allah said, leave her there and move. From the back, she says, هَلْ أَمَرَكَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا. O Ibrahim, did Allah command you to do this? He nods his head. Then she says, إِذَا اللَّهُ يُذِيعُنَا. It was the yaqeen of the woman of that time also, that when my husband is going out in the path of Allah, on the order of Allah, Allah will see to me, Allah will see to my children, Allah will see to my needs. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam nodded his head, and he went out on the order of Allah. Allah Pak honored that whole nation, and Allah honored their family. Allah spoke about them in the Quran, and Allah boasted about them in the Quran, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them that maqam, that وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Almighty Allah says, I have chosen Ibrahim for my friendship. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, Al-Hijra. One is this hijra, and one is that hijra, that to abstain from that which Allah Pak has made forbidden for us. If we cannot make this hijra, the least we can do is to make hijra from the disobedience of Allah, to leave those things that earn the wrath of Allah, and to go to those things which earn the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. May He give us the tawfiq of emulating and imitating such pious people. That is why one alim was asked, why is it that we listen to the talks of great people but we don't benefit? He says, لِأَنَّكُمْ صَحِبْتُمُ الْأَخْوَارَ فَلَمْ تَقْتَدُوا بِهِ. You sit in the company of the pious, but you don't resemble the pious. Respected listeners, every day we are discussing a different incident of a different Nabi, a different episode. The idea of this is that how some of this can rub off into us, and how that spirit of sacrifice can come into us also, where we can also strive in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and how we can also make effort for the promotion of the deen of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left his family members forever and ever. Today we are not asked to leave forever and ever, for some time, for the upliftment of the deen of Allah. If we will make some effort in this direction for the promotion of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the first thing that Allah Pak will give us, Allah will let us taste the sweetness of iman, and Allah will blow the winds of hidayah. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq and the ability to make effort for this valuable iman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala let us taste the sweetness of iman in this very same dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.